You're listening to the Youth Crit Podcast on KHZ Network. Find us on Facebook at DecibelUNG Radio and find us on Twitter at DecibelUNG. If you like this episode, please leave a like and comment on our iTunes page at KHZ Network. And now for the podcast.
Critic Podcast. I'm your host, Kale Smith, and this week we are going to start with a new type of show where I react to movies or give my basic reaction to movies after I go and see them. So this week we are going to do I'm going to do my reaction on Beauty and the Beast, which I saw at the Regal Atlantic Station 18 on Monday. I'm a couple days late, but I wanted to try this first in the studio before I do more stuff on my cell phone Podbean app like Jordan does with the Roadshow. So this will be a non-spoiler review, and it's just my reaction. It's a little scatterbrained, but I am going to be talking about Beauty and the Beast, the new one. I got a chance to see it Monday night in IMAX at the fan event where Scott Mance from the TCL Theater in Los Angeles reviewed the movie. He did a Q&A and with the actors and director, and it was really fun, really nice screening. Thank you, See It First, for letting me see the movie. As far as the movie goes, this is this is not spoiler, scatterbrain thoughts, just my pure reaction. It's actually okay. The movie is actually really well done. I understand to an extent that people are already saying it's just too much like the original. It's too, Gus Van Sant, Psycho all over again, shot for shot. Well, hold on. I kind of say that, well, there really isn't much more we can do with this story. So you either, if you're Disney, you either do make it completely different or you make it the same as the 1991 in tone. So I think for Bill Condon and company, they made the right decision to kind of stay with the formula, stay with what worked, try to get that tone from the original movie as right as possible while also trying to make it actually socially relevant. And I think to an extent they succeed. I will deduct points in the end for not, for being the same, but I can't deduct it too much because, I mean, what else can you do with a story that no one hasn't done yet? As far as the film goes, the story is basically the same. The characters are very well done. I still have issues with Belle as a character. I still think it's a little too Stockholm syndrome-y for the character to, basically become, in love with this creature that has imprisoned her. So for me, I don't really buy that at all. I don't really buy Belle as a character that much. However, she's well casted as Emma Watson. In fact, the whole cast is really good. If there was any weak link, it would be Dan Stevens as Beast. And it's not that he did a bad job. I think for him, the CG, him having to do everything mocap, for some reason limited his what he could do as an actor, because he's not giving a lot of different facial expressions throughout the movie. He's not, his, mannerisms are not really, conveyed that well in the character, within the character of Beast. So I think there's some issues with that. However, I think this movie's well casted. I could watch a whole movie with, I think it's LaFoe and Gaston. I could watch a whole movie with them. Luke Evans and Josh Gad's chemistry worked very well. As far as LeFou being gay, it's not up in your face. I mean, everyone in this movie dressed pretty flamboyantly, as you do in the 18th or in the 16th century, I guess. So, it's not in front of your face, but it thematically works to have LeFou gay. And not only that, but this whole movie is actually very, you know, what Bill Condon does very smartly is to make it socially relevant. You know, in that, you know, even in that, you know, in that there are, you know, people of color in the movie, there are, you know, people who, and they're all kind of, you know, in this world together. And even that, you know, with all that said, there's still, you know, there's still a lack of feminism in this world, because progression for people can be really hard. And it actually, for me, it shows off very well what, you know, the point of progress and the meaning of it. Overall, I think the movie is socially relevant. It's more socially relevant than the 1991 version. As far as, but overall, this is still, you know, for those who are wondering, this is still the movie that you're going to go and see with your daughter. It's and your children. It's the same movie. I think overall you'll like it a lot. As a whole, it's still the same stuff for me. I don't really care for these Disney remakes as much as other people do. So, I hope one day we get more movies like Pete's Dragon and maybe more fun stuff like Cinderella. But overall, I enjoyed Beauty and the Beast. I thought they did a fantastic job. And with that said, I'm going to give the movie a B. Look for a full podcast where we talk about it with other people. I don't know who's going to be on the show for the Beauty and the Beast podcast, but just look for it in a couple weeks. And I will see you all when we talk about Peter Jackson's King Kong and Apocalypse Now. Look for that episode this weekend, and then sometime midweek, look for the Kong Skull Island podcast review. Episode 2 of this Kong Skull Island of Youth Critic Reacts will be up on Friday as well, because I'm seeing Kong Skull Island tonight. Thank you all. I will see you all in a couple days, or you'll be listening to me in a couple days.